Follow us on Twitter at YMTE. Friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/youmethemeverybody. And for details on Monday and Tuesday nights at the Hungry Brain, go to youmethemeverybody.com.
Hello, everybody. You're listening to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby, under the weather and drinking wine, speaking to one of the funniest people that is currently breathing. Who am I speaking with?
Jay Leno.
Jay Leno. Thanks for doing this, Mr. Leno.
Headlines.
How is the money, Mr. Cosby?
It's good. Hi, it's James Fritz. How
James
are you?
James Fritz. Hi, you're one of my favorites. Here's how I know you're a good stand-up. Obviously, your album, quite successful album, very, very good album. I enjoy your album completely. I saw you, I think, 2 months after the album came out. You did 12 minutes of completely all new material. Very, very good. Not one recycled bit, just fucking great. Keep doing what you're doing, sir.
Thank you, sir.
I think, I don't know if it, go ahead.
I just wanted to tell the listeners I'm eating tacos.
Yeah, you're eating tacos from one of the best places to get Mexican food in Chicago, La Pasadita. La Pasadita is on the corner of Ashland and Division, and there's three locations, but only one is open after like 10 p.m. It's very good. I recommend it for meat eaters. It is the best meat you will find in Chicago for Mexican food. I wanted to talk to Mr. Fritz because I don't talk to a lot of comics out here, and we did a show recently, and I was just complaining, and that's not cool. And I think I found the right niche for myself in D.C., and I've done what you've said, and I've started an open mic that starts at the end of this month, and I'm meeting really, really funny people that I think you would get along with.
Nice. Good. I knew you would.
Yeah. And you're about to move as well.
You know what? People like you, Weatherby. I know you don't think so.
I don't.
You're good. You're plucky.
It's a weird connection, by the way, listener. I apologize for that. There's nothing we can do. We don't have good internet here. I live on a hill.
Did you hear me plucking?
I think it's going to be both ways, but I think it's fine. Did you go up tonight, or you just went to a show tonight, which is very rare for you?
Yes, I usually don't like supporting other people.
No, but you support other people, but you're usually doing someone a favor and going up on a really shitty showcase, which you've done for me, and I'm thank you.
Oh, no problem. No, I've been going up a ton. It was kind of nice to have a night off and go see my friends.
Your friends are?
The lovely and talented the Putterbaugh sisters, who are fucking brilliant.
If there's any comedy justice in the world, the Putterbaugh sisters will one day have their own show because they are far too talented to write or work for anyone else.
I don't know if they
could. I don't think they could either. They're too original and crazy. Like, the only way this thing works is public access and it takes off. Like, what was that shitty show on MTV with the puppets and the kids, but it was for adults?
Wonder Chosen?
I said what? Shitty. That is actually a good show. I apologize. Yeah, Wonder Chosen. I could see the Putterbaugh doing something like that.
Yeah. It was great.
Who else was on the bill? Because this is part of Sketchfest. Chicago's known for that, though it really shouldn't be. Was it good? Like, I know they were good, but was it just them, or was there a lot of other acts on the bill?
There was they have like three separate theaters, three shows a night.
Holy shit.
And usually two acts per show. So there was another act, another female duo.
Were they any good?
Yeah, they were good.
What's their name? Let's give them some love.
I don't remember.
That's okay. Figure it out, Google.
Yeah.
When are you going up next? Probably tomorrow night.
Yeah, I'm at the Red Bar Comedy Club.
Oh, that's right. You got the roast.
Tomorrow is a regular show at 8, and then the roast at 10, and then two shows Saturday. Then a show Sunday for that Christy Mangel. How do you pronounce her last name?
I say Mangel. I say Mangel as well, but I think that's incorrect.
Okay. Christy Mangel's new magazine launched their new issue with Marc Maron on the cover. I'm doing a show for that.
Yeah, we love that magazine. If you listen to this show, you know of our ads. We love Christy, and we love her magazine. That's awesome. That's going to be a good show. I think Ricky's on that show, and Chad Briggs is on that show.
Free tacos, too.
Is it really? Is it a free show, or is it a cover?
I think it's a free show, and I think there's free tacos.
That's insane, and that's in Logan Square. And I don't think there's any place doing showcases in Logan Square right now. Just open mics. So
yes.
Go to that show.
And then a show Monday, and then Tuesday, and then I'm going to L.A. on Thursday.
Where's your Monday show?
Oh, Well, I would check my Facebook profile with all my dates, but they changed it without my permission, and now all my dates are gone.
Why would you I mean, that makes sense to complain about that, but overall, people really should stop complaining about Facebook. It just seems kind of absurd.
I don't mind the change. I just don't know why they would take the little note thing where you can...
Yeah.
Shit. So do I have to start a fan page now?
Maybe, actually. I don't know.
Oh, that seems so pompous.
I know. I've been going crazy on Facebook in the past, 3 days. I'm just trying to add as many people as possible. I don't care anymore. I'm super fucking vain. I know that. I'm trying to get better at it, but I've been watching the Larry Sanders Show.
Oh, it's great.
Oh, my God. That's the worst and best thing I could possibly be watching.
Why do you say that?
Because I did my show tonight. I did my talk show tonight. I'm mimicking Larry or Gary Shanley's motions, not his diction, not his jokes, but his motions, like how he keeps his hand out during jokes, during the monologue. I'm doing that, subconsciously, and I know that's not my style whatsoever. I also realized, isn't just Seinfeld the unfunny Larry Sanders Show?
You just keep addressing and. Hank, who's not there.
Hey, now.
That's awkward.
I love Hank.
Hank Kingsley is amazing. One of the best characters ever.
Jeffrey Tambor has been in 3 consecutive groundbreaking shows. 80s was Max Headroom, then Larry Sanders, then Arrested Development. What will this decade bring for us?
Well, you had a show after Arrested Development with John Lithgow that was apparently the worst thing ever made.
I think it was called Holding Your Breath or something like that.
John... I don't know.
I'm currently searching what that show was. That show was the lead-in for 30 Rock.
Was it?
That was the lead-in for 30 Rock. Reason? Yeah.
Time flies when you're stoned watching television, eh?
Yeah, but I don't see you as a stoned type of guy.
No, I can't afford it.
Yeah, that's right. What was that show? Now I really want to know. He was in the... Whoa, I didn't realize he was in Kinsey.
Never saw it.
You never saw Kinsey?
Was it called 20 Good Years?
Yes. That's what it was. He was in Dreamgirls? What the fuck? He's been in a lot. Good for him.
Yeah, he's doing all right.
Back to actual comedy really quick. I wanted to talk to you about this.
You guys decide to make the most out of the next 20 years of their lives. How could that fail?
Jeffrey Tambor. That's a good cast.
Yeah.
Wait, did this run for 2 years?
No, it ran for fucking... Did it? I guess it did.
What the... 13 episodes over 2 years?
Ah, mid-season replacement, probably, and then came back and got the... I don't know. I think this is the most anyone's talked about this show ever.
I like to bring back the classics. 20 good years. Why did I think it was about Holding Your Breath? You started stand-up later than most stand-ups. You were part of the Chicago stand-up scene. You realized you probably didn't want to mimic your influences. Is that correct?
Yeah, you don't want to do it on purpose.
Do you find yourself doing that now? Do you not, before you recorded your album, and I know before you opened for Stanhope, you refused to listen to Stanhope for a while.
Yeah, I was trying not to.
When you recorded your album, were you, avoiding anyone, or did it matter?
I avoid lots of people, but...
Comedy avoid?
No, not really. I don't think so.
Worry about, watching, I don't know, a Richard Pryor and be like, I don't want to watch that before I go up? Or do you not care anymore? Are you past that?
I have way too many N-bombs, and it doesn't translate as well.
Fine, but what about Bill Hicks?
Well, I mean, I was into fucking Bill Hicks a long time. I've already heard all the Bill Hicks there is to hear, so it's not like I'm listening back to... I did watch that documentary, though. It was just great.
Did it make you like him more or like him the same and just learn more?
Well, I mean, I'm just he's easy to avoid because he's dead.
That is true.
Yeah, yeah.
That is true. It's weird to...
You listen to everything he's put out, so...
Yeah. I feel bad for Bill Hicks in the same way I feel bad for, the new kids currently listening to Mitch Hedberg for the first time.
Yeah, yeah.
Because everyone that I've all the interviews I've seen and read, they're all like, Bill Hicks, you got to see him live. His stand-up specials don't do him justice. And I kind of feel the same way about Hedberg or something like that. Or Greg Giraldo.
Right. Well, my favorite Hicks to this day is probably still that Sane Man video because it feels so immediate and like you're actually seeing him live in a little club.
What about the Goat Boy stuff?
It's funny.
I don't know.
I like it.
All right.
I'm not going to question the dead genius of Bill Hicks.
Let's question more.
No, I don't know. That's not my favorite shit of his, but, you know.
I don't know. I mean, I'm reading the Judd Apatow. I found this funny book, which is very good. I highly recommend it. I think you'd really enjoy it. And he included an interview done with Hicks, and it was like right when he was doing the Goat Boy thing, and he was super excited about it, and he wanted to turn it into a TV show and a movie. And it's very interesting. I think I'm more fucked up than ever before, but I think my show is getting better. Is it worth it? Should I just stop right now, or should I continue?
I don't know. Do you care? What? Did you call me for therapy?
Yeah, pretty much.
You're talking to a man who's like cried himself to sleep more in the last 2 months than I have since I was like 15 years old.
And the irony is you've been more successful in the past 2 months than you have probably in like the last 5 years in terms of comedy.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. Professionally, things are going all right. Personally, it's a fucking wasteland.
Can you marry the two? I'm serious. Is it possible?
People do it. People do it. I don't know.
Who?
John Flannery?
Speaking of Flannery, did you see his piece this week in Time Out?
Yeah.
What did you think of that?
What do you mean?
Well, Flannery...
I mean, I see his point.
Well, Flannery, and let's give the listener a backstory. Beth Stelling, fabulous Chicago comic. Her thing was, should I move to L.A. or should I stay in Chicago? So Sean Flannery had the pro stay in Chicago. Robert Buscemi said, no, move to L.A. where I'm at. You'll be a better comic. And you see Sean Flannery's point, yet you are moving.
Yeah.
So you, maybe you have to move.
Well, some people do. I mean, I think some people don't. I mean,
well, what do you want?
Oh God, what do I want?
I'm serious. Like, doesn't that kind of matter? Because if you just want to do stand up and you want to do like 200 club dates a year, couldn't you just live anywhere?
Yeah, if you're huge, you can. You know, if you're doing well, you can live wherever the fuck you want.
But do you want to do TV? Do you want to do film? Do you want to just do stand-up? Are you open to anything?
I'm pretty open, yeah.
So LA makes a lot more fucking sense.
Any producers out there listening. But, yeah, I don't know. But, I mean, I've thought about New York, but, man, it's so scary now. I just feel like if I was, like...
Wait. Why would New York be scarier than LA?
It's just so tough. It's fucking... It just makes me... Last time I visited, I felt so old.
Like,
it just kind of wears you out.
I'm doing my show for the first time in New York this Saturday, like in 2 days.
I love New York. Don't get me wrong. I like New York better as a city than LA, no doubt.
Then why? I don't get the disconnect. Like, why fucking move to LA then?
I think I just want something kind of different and maybe, I don't know, challenge me in a different way. I got more friends out there.
That makes more. Like, is it like a 10-to-1 ratio or is it like a 5-to-6 ratio?
What's that?
Like, is it, like, way more friends in L.A., or is it, like, two more friends in L.A.?
Yeah, I would say pretty a lot more. I mean, I got a couple friends in New York, but not a lot. But
Who's doing better, your friends in New York or your friends in L.A.?
That's hard to say. I don't know. Hannibal's doing pretty well in New York.
Yeah, but Hannibal's not the norm.
Right.
Yeah.
And I would say in L.A., I mean, there's a lot of guys getting, like, some commercial work and making a little money, actually. Somehow in the business, you know.
Would you want to write for anyone?
Yeah.
Like TV, movie, doesn't matter?
Yeah, I would love to.
I could see you doing that.
Well, I was a creative writing minor in college.
Do you think that fucked you? Because I think getting a liberal arts education was one of the worst things I could have ever done.
Why? Because now you're chasing a dream instead of dying in a cubicle?
Pretty much, yeah.
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 Either way, life is going to suck. That's what I don't think you realize.
Yeah, I watched too many of those NFL films that I think like everything will turn out well if I just fucking buckle down and put my nose to the grindstone. But they really need to do an NFL films of like the 78 like Steelers and their current medical issues.
Right.
That's what they need to do.
I did always want that Voice of God guy before he died to like.
Is he dead?
Yeah.
Fuck.
died a couple years ago.
That's a shame.
Yeah. I always wanted to voiceovers of footage of just old NFL guys trying to walk to the front door.
Oh, God. Are you watching the playoffs right now?
I didn't get to last weekend. I've been so busy I forget what I was doing last weekend, but I missed them all.
This is going to be
I'm sleeping because I stay up until 8 in the fucking morning every night.
Do you feel bad about that?
I used to. No, I don't care.
Yeah, I'm getting to that point where it's like, fuck it. I don't care. I'm working. I don't think people realize this is work.
Yeah.
It's hard to explain to someone that doesn't live around alcohol that no, this is okay. We're doing something. It's the people watching us that have the problem. Hmm. That sounds fucking mean. Holy shit, I'm sorry, people listening. Jesus Christ. God damn it. I'm trying to be nice.
I love that this is all documented. Your gradual.
Hundreds of hours of this. Why did I ever start this? Holy shit.
The show was good tonight?
The show was really good tonight. It was definitely the best we've ever done. What's up?
Quit your whining.
No. I have to complain even more. Holy fuck. Yeah. Last week was a mixed bag because the room itself was packed, but one third of the people were there. There was 100 people in the room. 30 to 40 of them were there because next door there was an open bar, so they flowed over to this bar. 30 of them were there for the show, and they were great. And then the other 30 were just there because it was a Thursday night. So I had 50 people just talking throughout the entire show, and it was fucking awful. But it's one of those things where you don't want to complain because there's actually – you're winning people over. You just can't see all of them.
Right.
So we're thinking about moving the show from Thursday to Monday just because it's a dead night, so everyone there will be for the show. Tonight we had 40 people there for the show, which is fantastic. I'm not complaining. They're great people. But there was 20 people not there for the show, and those people were talking, but the 40 outweighed the 20. It was worth it tonight, but that's not the norm. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And I mean, you did Shuba's. When you did Shuba's, the open mic, everyone was there for the open mic. You were in your own little room. You got to work on your craft, for better or worse.
Yeah, it's nice to have a separate room.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's who the fuck am I, you know? I'm no name. I have to, I'm door-to-door salesman-y thing guy.
A door-to-door salesman?
Yeah, I'm that guy. I'm just getting sick and drinking wine. The reason why I want to talk to you is...
water.
What the fuck's going on? You're drinking water and I'm drinking wine and I'm an hour ahead of you. Oh, how's your roast jokes coming?
Not good. I'm talking to you instead of writing.
Who do you have on the show? Let's write them together. We can workshop.
Oh, God.
You don't, don't you love sketch and improv? Let's do some zip, zap, zaps on here, zingers. Sorry.
I do love zip, zap, zap.
Sorry.
That's my favorite game. I play it by myself sometimes, just walking down the street.
My lungs hurt so much. Okay, so who's on the bill?
Let me find the list so I make sure I have everybody. All right, it's the roast is for Mike David and Kyle Lane.
Mike and David run the Red Bar Comedy Club and Red Bar Radio. Those are easy. You have jokes for them. Please tell me you have jokes for
those. I don't know. I'm having trouble for Mike, which sounds... Not yet. No. I think I have one for Mike. But Drew Michael, who I already roasted 2 fucking times. I don't know what else I'm going to say about him.
Just stare at Drew Michael and go, why?
I could just ignore him, and that would kill him more than
anything. That would be great. Do that. Don't... Yeah, the end. Next. Do that.
Joe Kilgallen, who will probably punch me.
I think Joe's got probably the best sense of humor out of any of the out of the 4 you just mentioned.
I'm just kidding.
I love
Joe used to have rage issues.
Did he really? That is not surprising at all.
Oh yeah, he went to classes where he really worked on it.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
I love Joe. I am fucking deathly afraid of him too, because he's a fit 26-year-old guy from the South Side.
Oh yeah. No, he's not. He's from the West Side.
No, he's not.
Not from the South Side.
Where's he from?
He's from fucking,
He's not from Austin.
From Elmwood Park.
That's not Chicago. That's the suburbs.
He's from something like that.
Yeah, that's the suburbs. I grew up harder than that motherfucker. Now I'm no longer afraid of him.
I'm going to tell him to listen.
These do, and I love Joe. I like his hockey jersey, too. I like that he wears a hockey jersey with no shame, regardless of what the Hawks are playing. Goes, it's fucking warm, and I agree with
yeah.
you.
that's a pretty good joke. Yeah, it's fucking warm.
It's true. He's bright.
Marty DeRosa, that's a layup.
That's here's the thing about Marty, though. Are you going to do the dead parent jokes or the fucking jokes or what?
The fucking young girls jokes. I mean, they write themselves.
Yeah, they're good. Are there any females on the bill?
Megan Gailey is the only woman on the bill.
That's good. That's the hardest one, I think.
Not really.
You got something?
Because everyone knows her business. But,
okay. That's good.
Bill Cruz.
That's a layup. Come on.
Yeah. Junior Stocka.
That's the scary one.
You think?
Yes.
I'm going to call him a monster. Yeah.
Yes, because Junior in a good mood, great guy. Junior in a bad mood, scary guy. He is. He's. I love the man to death, but he's fucking scary as shit to me. When I did the Red Bar Marathon with you guys, he fucking cornered me in Mike's kitchen for like an hour telling me how he wanted to teach me to box.
Yeah.
But I was wasted and he was wasted, and I was like, I want to know about this. How do I box? Like, Junior's insane. I could win. But, and then like an hour later, he wouldn't leave.
Uh-huh.
And everyone was trying to chase him out. You were there. You could attest to this. And it was literally a scary moment when the man who is a boxer doesn't want to leave your house at 3 a.m. and will definitely drive his 800-pound car into anyone. That's a scary thing. Tread lightly for Junior, sir. Good luck with Junior.
No, Junior's like my best friend, so it's no problem.
I'm still afraid of Junior. But I'm afraid of Junior and somewhat afraid of a lot of you guys in the same way I'm afraid of Norm MacDonald. We're just like, I can't be that funny. And I feel like...
A real DC pussy.
Yeah. Fuck you. In Chicago, there's good...
I'm never afraid of me, I've noticed.
I'm afraid of you.
A lot of people are afraid for me, they say.
No, you're one of these guys that are... I know this sounds patronizing, but you're definitely going to make it, whatever that may mean. And I'm not afraid to say that. I am afraid of you in terms of following you on stage. I hate following some of you guys on stage. It's fucking awful. For me, because you're very good.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
Yeah, I could easily follow a lot of the people in that city, but not you guys. Easily.
Oh, man, I watched this movie last night.
What movie?
Have you seen this? It's called The Craft.
Fuck you. I love Elijah. No, fuck. I already got that reference wrong.
Nope. It's Fairuza Balk.
That's it. Thank you. Who is starring role in The Waterboy was fantastic. You remember that?
Never saw The Waterboy.
Saw The Waterboy. I think I got a hand job to The Waterboy. No. I forgot that my girlfriend listens to this show. Fairuza Balk's fantastic. Could you tell I've been watching a lot of Eddie Izzard?
I had a drink with that Robin Tunney chick.
Did you really?
Yeah, I guess she's from here, like, years ago. Like, probably, fuck, like, 7 or 8 years ago. She used to drink the Long Room all the time and shit. And we went out and partied together, like, somehow. We had, like, a mutual friend from the bar, and we ended up going to, what's that 4 o'clock bar near the Sheffield Red Line?
Terrible.
Nick's Uptown.
Oh, wow.
With her. She was beautiful.
Well, she's from Chicago.
Yeah, she was very cool.
She's on The Mentalist right now.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, she's on The Mentalist.
Okay.
She aged remarkably well, by the way.
She is like, in movies and stuff, you don't think she's stunning, but in person, she is really pretty and really cool.
That does not surprise me. She's actually from Chicago, and she studied at the Chicago Academy of the Arts, so... Thanks.
Are you just know this off the top of your head?
Yeah, I'm very intelligent.
Or you've been stalking Robin Tunney.
Whose name I didn't know until right now. Yeah. You know what bothers me about The Mentalist? That show's set in LA, and that man's always in a 3-piece suit. That's insane. He's not wearing a vest in July. Just wear a 2-piece suit. Why you gotta show off, you fucking Brit?
That's why. Thinks he's better.
I like to watch stand-up. Or listen to stand-up before I ever do any of my monologues. So every Thursday night, or
Why have you been listening to Eddie Izzard?
I really enjoy it. It's very good.
I want to kill him. I don't know what it is.
Well, that's because he doesn't have jokes.
That's right. He just has a shtick in it. He just seems so.
It's not a shtick. It's not a shtick. It's not a shtick. Don't call it a shtick. There's no shtick. It's storytelling.
Really? Dressing in a fucking
shirt? That's not shtick. That's just dumb. That's just a sad crutch, but that's still not shtick. If he was including, like, bits to include his dress,
I'll just say I get so mad I want to beat him to death with a shtick.
There you go. That's why you're going to be on Leno very soon.
Leno was just on upstairs when I got home, and I wanted to kill the entire apartment. I was like, how dare you let me walk home?
Wait, where are you living right now?
I live with Kyle Lane.
Was Kyle watching that?
No, he was up there writing roast jokes, and his girlfriend just had it on.
Fuck that.
And I'm like, Cameron Diaz was on. I'm like, really, those two together? Are you trying to ruin my life?
That's a lot of lower parts of the face in one segment. Full of zingers, everybody. I've been today. I watched Carlin before.
That were real. That were really stupid, and everyone—they were real. They're not making them up. And then you can look at how stupid they are and feel superior.
All my questions for her would be: why did you keep aging after the mask? You were great when you didn't talk. The end.
Something happened with her skin.
You think it's a skin thing?
I think she has a skin disorder.
She kind of reminds me of the monster in Species. Not the actress, but like the species thing. Like really lanky.
Yeah, she was hot.
It was. Let's live in the past. So I was watching Carlin today before I went up, and I was watching Pryor the other week, and just shit like that. Like, I'll watch Dana Gould. I don't fucking care. I'll watch anything.
Cool.
You love him or no?
I love Dana Gould, yeah.
Why do I find him funnier not in bits? Why do I find his, like, podcast appearance so much fucking funnier than his hour-long special?
Yeah, well, he's a really good improviser, like, conversationally.
I think the same thing with Paul F. Tompkins, too.
I like Paul F. Tompkins stand-up a lot, but yeah.
These guys are brilliant.
Well, but they're doing, like, silly characters a lot of the time, too, which, you know, written, it's not really their stand-up act.
So what I'm asking you is, should I stay away from other comics before I go do a monologue?
Man, there's no answers to these questions you ask me.
Yes, but that keeps the podcast moving. No, we all know that there's no answers to any. The answer's the fucking gun, but I can't.
I don't know. What might be good for you might not be right for some.
Well, let's hear your. What if you were doing a monologue? What if the you world, were hosting a talk show? Seriously.
To the beat of just one drum is what I'm saying.
So you listen to a lot of late 60s pop songs.
Is that what you consider the theme to Different Strokes to be?
Yeah. They're all movement songs.
Late 60s pop songs.
Sick. No, I'm serious. Like, it's different than like when you're playing a rock and roll show. Because when I played a rock and roll show, I would just go up and I didn't care what I listened to because I'm going to play loud things, you know? But when you're doing something like this and it's not, you're not repeating jokes. Like, everything's brand new and they're not necessarily jokes. Like, do you think I should be like reading Russian literature and trying to be very intelligent like Greg Proops? Or should I just be saying fuck it and just cut myself away? Should I be trashed? Should I be stone cold sober? Should I watch Stone Cold Steve Austin wrestle? What should I be doing?
Yes. Okay. Wrestling.
You know, I actually have a DVD of his life story from WWE Films that I should probably give to Marty. I don't know why I have. You know, he's married to a British woman or was married to a British woman?
Marty?
No, yeah, Marty was, in addition to Stone Cold Steve Austin. And his child speaks with a thick, thick British accent. It's adorable.
That would be weird to meet Stone Cold Steve Austin and be like, oh, here's my kid. And then, hello!
She's like probably 15 now. Very cute. Very cute child. Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah, those days are over.
Yep, thanks, bad knees.
No, and that one, like, even in the WWE is playing, like, all nice now. I read something where someone got fined for saying ass. I was like, they used to say ass all the time.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and I was talking with Marty, because he's the only guy, adult, yeah. Watches wrestling. And he was like, yeah, they're cleaning it up now.
Ugh. I remember the heyday, man. The late 90s, early aughts. I like saying aughts.
Who doesn't? Help me.
Yeah, you don't like current events. You're against them.
I'm staring. I need a cigarette.
Yeah, I do too. Let's end this thing soon. Are you excited for New York? Or I'm sorry, LA. Are you excited for LA?
I am excited for LA.
Are you really?
Yeah, why wouldn't I be?
Well, you've been there before.
Yeah, and I didn't have a good time, but this time I got a little money and staying for a week. And then
You're staying for a week?
Yeah, yeah.
That's fantastic.
Got a hotel, actually, for a couple nights.
That's awesome. Oh, yeah. Didn't a listener pick that up, too?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's fantastic. I'm happy for you, man.
Thanks, brother. I didn't get as many gigs as I wanted out there. That was kind of disappointing, but oh well.
You could probably get picked up on a bunch of, like, you could probably middle or open a bunch.
Hard, man.
Are you doing any club shit out there?
I'm getting on those showcases. No, I was just trying to get on. And I even, like, had, like, nice, like, people like Kyle Kinane, like, vouching for me and shit. And they were still like, oh, we're full.
Fuck them. I don't know if this is important to anything whatsoever, but I think that you could probably build a career now more than ever just on, like, not comedy club rooms. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I'm kind of getting inspired, and I should shut my goddamn mouth because I've never done anything in a club.
But that said, the Lakeshore Theater is now. You heard about this, right?
No. Go ahead.
Oh, it's gonna be what is it? The Laugh Factory. They're opening a Laugh Factory.
Are you fucking with me?
Sure. Nope.
Like the Laugh Factory, L.A. Laugh Factory?
Yeah.
Whoa. Wow. Okay. How are they... What, are they going to, like, gut it and have...
Yeah, they're, like, rehabbing all... I mean, it's going to... No telling how much that would cost. That building was so old.
It was such a beautiful room, too.
Yeah.
For those listening that don't know what the hell we're talking about, the Lakeshore Theater used to be this beautiful, beautiful theater. Like, probably a 300-seater... And the booker was fantastic. He'd book a wide array of events, a lot of stand-up comedy.
Yeah, he helped me out a ton. That's
and now he's at the Morse Theater in Rogers Park.
He took my name on my album because he did more for me than just about anybody.
Yeah, he's. I've never met the man, but from everyone's high praises. Oh, man, that's weird. When did that happen?
Like Tuesday.
Holy shit. Well, there's a venue you probably will never perform at.
Thank you.
No offense.
Until I get on 3 and a half little lady men.
That would be a very good porn.
Yeah.
3 and a half little lady men is the name of your next album. It will feature... Is your midget story on the album or no?
No.
There you go. That's your opener.
That's my opener.
3 and a half little man ladies.
I don't think I should open with that bit. I don't even think I should tell it half the time.
It's a closer. That's your strong closer.
It's a runoff stage before they can throw things at you. I call those closers.
Thanks for doing this, buddy.
Oh, my pleasure.
Where can people buy your album?
It's available on iTunes. If you want a hard copy, you can go through the Red Bar Radio website, redbarradio.com.
And what's your website?
My website is non-existent at the moment.
So just go to redbarradio.com/JamesFritz, or is it deflated?
Dude.
Sorry, I cut you off.
The store?
Oh, just go to the store. Yeah, that's easier. Just go to redbarradio.com.
Yeah, there's like a whole like tab of thing, like a little scroll screen.
How many Facebook friends do you have? Could people still add you?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, just Google. Bingham. Bingham. Ryan Bingham. Fuck Bing. Why does that exist? Google James Fritz. Add him on Facebook. He's a very, very, very funny man. And if all things are fair, which they are not, we'll be rich.
That's not the point. We do it for the love and the art.
I don't do it for love or art. I do this for money.
Well, that was the dumbest choice for money in the history of the world.
Thanks, liberal arts education. Mm-hmm. I blame everything on Ernest Hemingway.
He started it all, didn't he?
It didn't. He made it so good. He made drinking, like, sound awesome more than anyone ever.
Mm-hmm.
That's because
until suicide, I guess.
Yeah, but it made it seem like awesome and like Hunter S. Thompson. Oh, wow, he did it. Fuck him. Sorry.
How dare you?
Yeah, how dare I not praise rich old fucks?
I love Hunter S. Thompson. He's one of the only things Kentucky has. Don't take that from us.
Stop speaking us terms.
Us. Kentuckians have him and Billy Ray Cyrus. That's it.
And Miley.
I don't know. I think L.A. can claim her. She's not one of ours.
Would you want to fuck Miley Cyrus? Serious. Like, would you have any desire to do that?
I would have said no until I saw her on that Salvia video.
That was pretty cool.
I was like, she's all right, man.
All right. All right, so you like Hi Miley Cyrus.
I like Hiley Cyrus, yes.
Hiley Cyrus? That's your third album. James Fritz's third album will be Hiley Cyrus. Very successful LA comedian, James Fritz. All right, we got to end this, and you got to write some roast jokes, though.
Old reference by then?
What's up?
It'll be a 7-year-old reference by then.
Hopefully by that point she's your wife.
Oh, I don't want to make an honest woman out of her. She's dishonest.
You don't need to. By the way, my new thing is face fucking. That's my I'm using that instead for everything.
What do you to do to people?
In general, I'm gonna face fuck you. Could be a nice thing, could be a bad thing. It's gonna happen.
Sounds mean.
It sounds like rape.
Ooh, someone posted a video of Kenan Thompson impersonating Steve Harvey. I will watch it.
Oh, man. Here's the thing. Thanks, fucking Arizona asshole, making my murder jokes not funny tonight. You fuck. Such an... I'm doing my monologue, and I'm like, I had to take like 4 stab lines, and it was so bad. Fuck that guy. Jesus Christ. Could he have killed a more American bunch? Did you see Obama the other night?
I haven't watched it yet. I meant to watch that tonight. And
holy
I was like, I've been
shit.
Out.
All
is it
is.
Good?
Yeah, it's very good. But every single person that was like murdered, point blank range, was like the most American person ever. Like the little girl, her fucking grandfather was the GM of the Cubs. She was like the only girl in her little league.
Yeah.
She was born on 9/11.
Yeah.
By the way, if you're that fucking book's publisher that did a book of like 50 babies born 9/11 and she's in that book, you gotta be thrilled. Jeez, like, what did you expect? Like, oh my god, a second payday? What? Oh my god, that's worth it.
Right, but you thought, all right, we made money off one tragedy. We can't possibly. Oh, what? A second tragedy.
Yes. God, that is the biggest silver lining. We gotta start publishing baby books, man.
Oh, it's 34 minutes? Why does he gotta talk so long?
It's weird. It's a really weird speech because the crowd's cheering. And he's doing his best not to talk. Or not to smile, I'm sorry. Not to smile. So... My girlfriend is, I could hear in the other room, by the way, we live in an apartment building, I could hear her blasting Go Cubs Go because she's fucking drunk.
Who is?
My girlfriend, Kelsey, she's in the other room blasting Go Cubs Go while drinking wine at 1 a.m. And she's on the fucking hill, like capital, like with fucking reps and senators tomorrow morning. Like she's blasting it. It wouldn't surprise you if Mike's picking it. Yeah, I'm happy. That's why I moved, because she'll blast Go Cubs Go. So I end podcast. Sorry about
give
that.
My love.
Yeah, I will. I'll give her James Fritz's love. Everybody should go to JamesFritz, not.com because that doesn't exist. Just Bing him. Bing James Fritz, FRITZ, by Deflated. It's a fantastic album. And a big Eddie Izzard fan, too. Give him some Eddie Izzard DVDs. It'd be very nice of you. Thanks for listening. If you're in New York this Saturday night, come on to You, Me, Them, Everybody Lives at Pete's Candy Store in Williamsburg. Because I'm that white and I have that kind of beard. Thanks for listening and have a wonderful evening. Hey, Esmeralda, do you like comedy?
I love comedy.
Are you a liar?
No.
Are you sure you're not an awful, awful liar?
No.
Well, have you heard of ReComedy? It's a comedy magazine.
Yes, comedy from the trenches.
How do you know their hit logo? Their hit logo, that doesn't make sense. How do you know their... What is that slogan? How do you know their slogan?
Because I love comedy and I like magazines.
Why are you such a dirty fucking liar?
I'm not.
All right. Comedy magazine.
I like both.
You like both? What is both?
Comedy and magazines, and they put it in one neat package.
It is a neat package. You can pick up that package at Quimby's and other independent retailers, or go to their website, recomedymagazine.com. The second issue is about to come out. It's featuring Mark Maron. You know who Mark Maron is, Esmeralda?
Yeah.
What does he do?
He does podcasts.
He does do podcasts. It's the podcast issue. So go pick up Recomedy, recomedymagazine.com.